just rejoice at the blessings of God. You see, pews looking full. I'm telling you, from a preacher's standpoint, pastor, it's, you look better than empty pew. I don't care what you look like.
Amen.
We certainly enjoyed all the things that you have done for us and spending and being spent as pastor. And, well, Sister Carol, I'll pray for her. The best I can say. No, they've just been so kind and gracious and gone out of the way to help. Everything, every way. He even stopped at McDonald's this morning and got me a cup of tea. Yeah, well, he loves Carol more than he does me. Got her a big one. He got me a middle size. Anyway, I don't understand that, but that's what happened. I'm going to ask him to stop. Anyway, Genesis chapter number 5. Fifth chapter of the book of Genesis. Now, let's just begin in verse 19. Boy, had a tremendous meal last night. I guess Sister Janet cooked so hard yesterday she just didn't feel like getting out again tonight. But to know, we had a wonderful meal, and then Sister Carolyn showed up today and she carried everything, including the kitchen sink in. And we did the best we could and ate. I don't understand exactly why, but Andy was still eating. They just cleaned stuff off the table. I think they thought we'd have enough. I love to get these precious ladies when they can get out. Oh, no, she's going back to Andy's tonight. Oh, she's good. No, it really was. We thank you for all that. Genesis 5 and verse 19. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years. And he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God. And he was not, for God took him. Methuselah lived 807 years and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years. And he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And Lamech lived after he begot Methuselah 595 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And then Noah was 500 years old and begat Noah, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about the character of the Bible named Enoch. Enoch betrays a life of faithful service to God. I do honestly believe that while he certainly was a sinner and was in need of the saving grace of God to be bestowed upon him, he had such, and he lived a life that manifests that. Amen. I would not say he was the greatest character of the Bible, but I am persuaded that if I could live the life that God's testimony is of him, then I'd be a long ways ahead of where I am and have been hitherto in my life. I want you to understand that God's word says twice of Enoch that Enoch walked with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the most important thing about Enoch. I suppose most think about Enoch and they remember about the fact that God just translated him, just took him away from the earth. And that's wonderful. But, beloved friends, the great testimony that God gives of him is that he walked with me and he pleased me. And that's a great witness for any child of God to ever have.
Amen.
He had a constant reminder of God's presence with him, in him, for him, and was rejoicing in that every day, no matter what come. He wasn't like Brother Peter. I've looked at Brother Peter kind of like most of us, a jack-in-the-box. Up and then down. Up and then down. I mean, he can walk on water and then he can sink. He can say, I will die for you, and then say, I don't know you. And that's kind of the way we all are, isn't it? But God does not say that of Enoch. Enoch says he walked. I'm sorry, God said he walked with me. And it is my persuasion that he walked this a perpetual, constant, daily avenue of sweet fellowship with him. Now, as we think about Enoch tonight, I want you to notice Enoch's spiritual character. And that stands out in Enoch. There may have been a lot of things about Enoch that you would admire if you saw him. But the one thing that stood above everything else about this dear man was his spiritual aptitude, his spiritual actions, the manifestation that God had worked a work of grace in his life, and it changed him, and he wasn't the same as he was before, and he never walked like he did again.
Amen.
Enoch, there are some things required to have the kind of walk with God that Enoch had. And the first thing is, you've got to have faith. You have to know that God is. You know what Hebrews 11 said?
Amen.
They that come to God must
Amen.
Believe that He is.
Amen.
And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
Enoch walked with God through faith that he had been given by the power of God, the Holy Spirit. Enoch needed exactly what I needed and what every other sinner in this world has ever needed. He needed a new birth.
Amen.
He needed a new heart. He needed to be made spiritually alive from death. He needed to have not just a reformation, but a conversion.
Yeah.
A total change in his life. And a repentance that would turn him around and take him from walking after the rudiments and cares and concerns of the world and set his affections on things above.
Mm.
And cause him to seek God and to please God above all else. Whatever it cost, whatever it took, he was willing, I want to walk with you, God. And whatever that means, give me grace to do it. He had faith in God that it would be worth everything of this world and beyond to walk with God. Now, there are things in this world that we must do to take care of our own selves, our family, and loved ones. And that God knows. You understand God knows we have needs. You understand He remembers our frame and He knows that we're nothing but just mere dust of the earth. You do understand that, don't you? You know, sometimes we say we want to explain to God, well, Lord, you know I need to go to work, don't you? I think He knows that, don't you? I think He knows that there's things that are required. But I'll tell you, in the midst of everything else, don't forget walking with Him.
Yeah.
Walking with Him.
Amen.
It requires a real, genuine, living, activating faith that causes you to do what God is pleased with instead of what I want to do. Here we see a man walking with God that this Enoch had a constant sense of God's divine presence. Every morning when Enoch opened his eyes, he said, the Lord's with me. He's seeing me. He knows what's going through my mind. He knows what I am looking at. He knows what I'm hearing. He knows the company that I keep. He knows what I do, whether I honor him or whether I dishonor him. God is right here with me. And Enoch said, that's sweet, I love it. Enoch says, praise the Lord. He didn't say, where may I go from the Lord? You know, where can I hide from his presence? He said, oh, I want to get closer and closer and closer. I want to be more like God, more like my Savior. I want to walk with him. And he said, I know. And I have a full conscious reality that the eye of my sovereign maker is ever over me. That there is nowhere that I can go. Nothing that I could ever do but what thou, O Lord, altogether knoweth it. He realized that. And he was sure that he could not take one unobserved step, that God was not with him. And God was fully cognizant of everything that he was doing, every moment of his life. And then I believe that this expression that he walked with God tells us that he had a complete fixation of heavenly things. Let's see, what does it say now? Enoch amassed how many acres of land does it say? How many mountain chalets does it say Enoch had? How many Rolls Royces, and what was his bank account? What did Enoch get? You know what Enoch got? He got this testimony from God.
Mm-hmm.
He pleased me.
Mm-hmm.
When Enoch left this earth, you know what he took with him? Testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You pleased me. You're going to leave this earth. I'm going to leave this earth. And we won't take any of the things that we amassed of this earth with us.
That's right.
Right.
Not one earthly thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not opposed to taking care of what God provides for us and all that kind of thing. We ought to do that. We ought to be good stewards of what God entrusts to us.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not where our heart ought to be.
No.
That's not where our love ought to be. That's not what our gain and what our goal and what our desire should be.
Mm-hmm.
We need to. If we be risen with Christ, then we need to set. And that's a good word.
Yes.
It's like concrete. You put a post in it, you let it dry. And the phrase is, it's set. And it don't change much when that happens. You can pull on it, but if it's in a good base of concrete, it don't change, it don't move. And it takes something to change that. And God help us that we may set. Immutably so, our desires and our yearnings on the things of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Give you a quiz. I mentioned this to Miss Judy a while back, and she said I'd quit preaching and gone to meddling. That's what she said. What do you talk about the most? You know what word? You know what Jesus Christ said? He said, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaketh.
Mm.
That's right.
You know what that means? Mm. Whatever your heart's full of is what you want to talk about.
Mm.
He was a mean preacher, wasn't he? You say, Brother Carter, how can you say something like that? I'm just telling you what Jesus said.
Mm.
And Enoch could say the same thing. He said, listen, I am looking into Jesus, the author, the finisher of my faith. And I rejoice in that, in him. And as long as I'm pleasing to him, I don't care what men say about me.
Yeah.
It don't matter what they do to me. Why, the best thing they can do to me is lob my head off and I'll get to go on and be with him. Ha, ha, ha. You thought you got me. You done graduated me. I guarantee you, brother and sister, we need to recognize that walking with God takes our mind and our heart and our love and our devotion away from the earthly things to heavenly things. And instead of gain to this world, we lay up treasures in heaven that we can depend upon being there no matter what the market does. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So these are some, and I got to go on, but let me just mention one thing about his spiritual character. In order to have this kind of close walk, you've got to be in agreement.
Yeah.
Amos 3, isn't it?
Yep.
Can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3, 3,
I believe. Amen.
And Enoch said, like I told Blaine a little bit ago, I told him exactly how to make Becca happy all of her life. Told him how to make her happy all the days of his life. And that'll make him happy all the days of his life. A happy wife's a happy life. True.
Don't go.
Yes, Lord, you're right. Yes, Father, you're right, I'm wrong. Lord, lead me, I want to follow after you. I'm sorry, Father. I was overtaken by that. I have deep regrets. God, help me, I don't ever want to displease you again. And that's agreeing with God.
Yes.
It's not rationalizing what we want to do. It's not justifying what we do. It's acknowledging that if I'm going to walk with God, He's going to be the one that tells me what to do. Amen. And all I do is obey. Amen. And otherwise, we won't walk in the light as He is in the light.
Right.
Have fellowship with Him. All right, secondly, we want you to notice that Enoch lived in some rough surroundings, the circumstances surrounding him, surrounding circumstances, his spiritual character, and then his surrounding circumstances. Enoch, the great-grandfather of Noah. Did you notice that as we read it? He was Noah's great-grandfather. From the birth of Enoch to the birth of Noah, if you read, Enoch lived so long and begot Methuselah, Methuselah lived so long and they begot Jared and Noah. You remember those words, those phrase, years, you get 433 years. From the time Enoch was born until Noah was born. Now, I say all that just to say to you that the earth, during the time of Noah's life, 300 years of that, 434 years, 43 years, he lived on this earth. He's 65 years old when Enoch begot Methuselah, and then he walked with God 300 years after he got Methuselah. So all of his years were 365 years. So he walked 300 of that 433, 4 years with God. And we can know what the social circumstances were in Noah's day, can't we?
Yep.
Look over here at verse 5 of chapter 6. Mine's just right across the page. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. How great! And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only, not sometimes, not even most times, only evil continually. Man had degraded themselves to the state. Verse 6 says that God repented himself that he'd even made man. That's as if God was sick that he'd done it. Man had gone so far. And that was some of the surrounding circumstances in which Enoch lived. Sometimes we think, hey, these Bible characters, it's easy to walk with God. Is such, everybody was on God's side. Not so. The world hated God's people just as much then as it does now.
Right.
The world has never been a friend to God. It never will be a friend to God. It's never been a friend to God's people. It'll never be a friend to God's people. If the Lord Jesus Christ had been here in Enoch's day, they'd have said, crucify him. If the Lord Jesus Christ was here today, they'd say, away with him, crucify him. Yep. There's a hatred and an enmity that only God can reconcile, and he's not going to do it because he's going to destroy this earth. And all the reprobates that are in. But Enoch lived in a time of wickedness. There was no encouragement for Enoch. People were wicked on every side. Word of God, Jesus Christ says that his coming will be as in the days of Noah. Mm-hmm. When they were eating, drinking, they were marrying, they were giving in marriage, but they knew not until the floods came and took them all away. And that's where we're at. And that's where Noah was. Mm-hmm. Enoch was. That's where Enoch was. He lived in light of everything God had given him. Listen to Jude chapter 1, verse 15. And verse 14, we're going to get to in a minute because it tells about Enoch. But verse 15 tells about why that the Lord's coming with 10,000s of his saints in verse 14. Verse 15 says in Jude, he's coming to execute judgment upon all. Now listen to this. This is Enoch's day. To convince all that are ungodly among them of all of their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust. Their mouths speak of great swelling things, having men's person in admiration, because of advantage. They held their finger up to see which way the political wind would blow. What way they'd go would be whatever they gained most from. That was the circumstances surrounding Enoch. Enoch had a day much like our day. A day that's filled with wickedness, lewdness, lasciviousness, and everything degraded that you can imagine, and some you couldn't even dream about. Wouldn't want to. But Enoch, you know what he did in the light of all that? He just walked with God. He said, world, go on. Run to the excess right if you want to. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, close to God. I'm going to follow after God. I'm going to be right on his heels all my life. I'm going to walk with God. And Enoch had a supernatural continuance. You know, his total life is 365 years. I thought about that and I wondered, what would happen if I walked with God 365 days? Just 1 year. Every day. You know, Enoch didn't care whether it was the seventh day or not. I mean, as far as his walk with God. Enoch didn't put his fellowship with God on and off with his Sunday clothes and the rest of his garments. Enoch wore the robe of love for God every day of his life. Enoch had a continuance that God was well pleased with. And that's what God asks of us today. You know the first thing that's required of us as stewards of God? The very first thing God wants us to do and requires of stewards is that they be found faithful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard Brother Sam say, and I've probably said it, and I certainly agree with it, that I just find it exceedingly difficult to find what's hard about going to the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what's so difficult. Get in an air-conditioned car, ride to an air-conditioned building, and sit on padded pews. It's true.
Yep.
What's bad? I mean, sometimes people look like they're going to the dentist to have a root canal without any kind of numbing. What in the world wrong with coming to the house of God? Where'd you rather be? Told you when I was here, and I'll tell you again, if you've got something better to do than be in God's house, please inform me. I want to go with you. Just make sure it's better than being in the house of God. If you've got something better than that, I won't in on it. I won't in on it. And God wants us to be consistent in our walk and faithful in serving him. That's what Enoch was. He had a continuance. He wasn't up down. He wasn't today. I'm going to serve God tomorrow. Well, I'll just do something else. But it was a daily will of him to walk with God. Whenever he went out to work, to gather food substance, or whatever it was he went about, you know what he did? He opened his mouth and said, Lord God, guide me. Give me what I need to say. Take me where you want me to go. I just want you walking with me. That's what Enoch had. He said, I don't care what men might say. I don't care what men might do. As long as I please you. That's all I care about. And then Enoch had a sure confidence. Yeah, I'm getting wound down, honest. First chapter of Jude, not second chapter. Verse 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, hear this word, prophesied of these, saying, these are those ungodly workers who have ungodly committed their ungodly deeds against God.
Yep.
And it is like, he prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s, not 10,000, but plural, 10,000s.
Yeah.
A myriad you can't number. Yeah. Stars of the sky and the sands of the sea of his saints. This is the first, he was the first preacher that recorded in God's word their prophesied of the Lord's return.
Mm-hmm.
And his saints come with him. Yeah. God preached the gospel in Genesis 3, verse 15.
Yep.
But Enoch's the first one who said that not only is he going to be offering himself as a sacrifice to that picture, but he's going to be coming back.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be bringing his saints with him.
Yep.
That was Enoch's sure confidence. What in the world caused him to just ignore the world and all the things of the world and walk with God? My Father's coming. My Lord's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go out to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord's coming. He said, look, you better get ready.
Right.
I'm absolutely certain he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, he didn't. He died. Well, he's still coming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You say, well, you might die. Well, I might, but he's still coming.
Mm-hmm.
You might die too. You know, one of the things happened to all these characters that we read? Methuselah, 969 years old. That's the oldest man to ever live on this earth, the Bible records. Do you know what happened to him? He died.
Yeah.
He died. You know what happened to Methuselah? I'm sorry, Enoch? Enoch had a special conclusion to his life.
Yeah.
That's the last one. Hebrews 11 and verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death.
Mm.
He didn't have to battle that life, did he? He didn't have to face the steam. He didn't have to go through that shadow. He didn't have to enter the deathbed. Enoch walked with God, and he just wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen to us.
Yep.
Or some of God's people. And I truly believe that it may well be us. I'm not prophesying. Understand me. I'm telling you that I believe the Lord's coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you've been said called for days, you know. Peter said, go ahead, scoffers. Mock. Make fun of people to tell you the Lord's coming. Yeah. And say things have been the same ever since. It's time. Let me ask you something. There is a generation or two after us old white-haired folks that saw more changes in their life than the earth had ever known.
Mm-hmm.
With the chip.
Mm-hmm.
The little circuitry, little chip. Knowledge has grown incrementally. Probably not right to say the word, but you know what I'm talking about. Multiplies by itself.
Mm-hmm.
I know you know this. But man, I can take something really not much bigger than my thumbnail.
Yeah.
Carry the whole Bible on it with print big enough for a blind man almost read.
Mm.
bad eyes for reading. All of Gill's commentary, all of Matthew Henry's commentary, all of Barnes' notes, all, I mean, I tell you, I got to know it then. Mm-hmm. I took a GoPro with me to Israel, and it had a little thing. It wasn't really much bigger than my thumb there. And it would record 6 hours of video and sound. Mm. 6 hours of your life on that little ship. Now, Brother Pack, did you ever think about that when you was first begin preaching? Why, we didn't, would have never dreamed such a thing happening. Mm. You would have never imagined it's even possible. It would have been as crazy mm-hmm. as it would have for our great-great-grandfathers to have talked about walking on the moon. Mm. They'd have said, that's the most dumb thing I've ever heard in my life. And when we started preaching, if somebody told us the time is going to come, when Brother Andy can sit right there with something in his hand, and then four nights over, he can have that thread all over the whole world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said, you off your rocker. He ain't no possibility. But Enoch, he didn't know any of those things. Mm-hmm. And I say all that to tell you that the stage is set.
Yeah.
Right. For the Lord's coming.
Yeah.
You know, we'll not be able to buy or sell unless you take the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't understand that when I first started preaching, studying the Word of God. I believed it because that's what it said, but I didn't understand how it happened. I understand more about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our credit cards or debit cards got a little chip on them. That's about the only thing in card readers read, just that little
yep.
chip.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go from here to Idaho and not have one round penny. And as long as you got the money or credit, you can get anything they got. And all it would take is just to destroy cash and go to that little chip
mm-hmm.
before you can buy or sell anything.
That's right.
And it would be, and it's set right now. It's ready.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'll hide out. You can't hide out.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me this. How many of you do not have a cell phone? Charles doesn't have one, we'll get in the world. You got a computer?
Yeah. I've got several of them.
Guess who knows where you're at if you're around that computer? Anybody got a GPS for their vehicles? Anybody drive a vehicle that's been manufactured in the last 10 years from it? It's got chips in it. It's head up where you're at.
Yep.
I was so astonished when I first got a GPS. I could ride down the road, and it says that this side street coming out right here, you know, Cross Baptist Church Road, for instance. And, man, I could just about turn based on it, and I was right there. I mean, it's real live right where I'm at.
Yep.
Now, don't tell me things have always been the same. No, they've not.
Nope.
There's never been the changes that have happened in the last 20 years of Earth history. It had never been like this.
Mm-hmm.
Enoch, walking along, fellowshipping with God, praising God for a good day, for saving his soul, for being with him and letting him feel his presence so ever near. And all of a sudden, he just wasn't there anymore.
No.
You know, when the Lord said he's going to be coming, you know, one of the signs that he gives it, it's going to be when you think not.
Yeah.
In such a time as you think not, call the Lord come.
Yeah.
And that's about where we're at.
Yeah.
Well, the Lord's coming soon. But we don't look for it today. Well, yeah, he's going to come soon. But not today. And Enoch concluded his life like we might. Enoch just walking along that day just like he had every other day for the last 300 years. Talking with God. Walking with God. He wasn't there. That's coming for all of us.
Mm.
Now I ask you tonight, do you know Enoch God? Do you? If you do, do you walk with him like Enoch did? God gave us this character for our learning.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell us the story of Enoch just so we'd have something to read or preach about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He can please me if you'll walk with me.
Amen.